This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. Search in my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Wash all the filth away, unchain my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. Search in my heart, please, wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode of The Power of Dhikr. We're continuing talking about the virtues of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and really thinking about how important this deed is for us to do. And we need to know these virtues so that we can build upon them by motivating ourselves to actually be from those people who remember Allah Azza wa Jal much, whether they are male or whether they are female. So from the benefits of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that it removes your sins, it wipes out your sins. The remembrance of Allah wipes out the sins completely. There is a hadith in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed from the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no human being does an action which is nearer or which is better for removing the punishment of Allah from him than the remembrance of Allah. That is going to save him more from the punishment of Allah than the remembrance of Allah. No human being does an action which is going to save him more or which is going to be more significant in saving him from the punishment of Allah than the remembrance of Allah. So this is something which is extremely important. If there is no action we can do that is more likely to save us from the punishment of Allah, then we're going to have to give this action some serious thought and some serious time to it, because it is the most significant action in saving you from the punishment of Allah, which of course we all deserve. Every single one of us deserves punishment from Allah. None of us deserve to be saved. If Allah was to punish all of us, it would not be unjust. Allah blesses us as a blessing and a favor. He guides us as a blessing and a favor. It's not something we deserve. So we need this thing to save us from the punishment of Allah. The number one most significant thing that is going to save you from the punishment of Allah is the remembrance of Allah. There are rewards for remembering Allah that are not applicable to any other good deeds. Let's have a look at some of the examples of the rewards that are given for remembering Allah. In Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever says, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk, وَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Let's go back. Whoever says, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. In a day, 100 times, he has the reward of freeing 10 slaves. He has the reward of freeing 10 slaves. And it is written for him, 100 good deeds and 100 sins are wiped away from him. And he has a protection, a barrier which protects him from the shaitan for the whole day until he reaches the evening. And nobody is able to bring a deed which is better than what he did, except the man who did more of it than him. SubhanAllah, this is a huge, huge hadith. Look at this. Whoever says, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk, lahul hamd, walahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. 100 times in a day. In this episode alone, in this last 30 seconds, 3 times. and you said it 100 times. It's very simple. Just, you know, once an hour, every now and again, you mention it 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 times. Very, very, very easy to do. Very short. You get what? You get the reward of freeing 10 slaves. It's a huge reward in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you get 100 good deeds, 100 sins are taken away from you, and you have a protection from the shaitan until you reach the evening, and there is nobody who can come with a deed that is better. Nobody who gave charity, nobody who was striving for the sake of Allah, nobody who was doing any kind of prayer or remembrance, nobody can do anything better than you except the person who did it more. SubhanAllah. Hugely, hugely significant. And at this point it is useful to mention, and I think it is important that we begin to emphasize this, as we have emphasized it in previous episodes, that it is about you acting upon it and understanding it as well. Not just about the tongue moving, but about the heart being present and about the limbs acting upon what it is that you say. Because if your tongue is simply moving and your heart is not there, it's not going to have the impact that we want. Also narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he said, whoever says Subhanallah wa bihamdi 100 times in a day, 100 times in a day, all of his sins will be wiped away, even if they are like the foam of the sea. How many of us have sins like the foam of the sea? Sin after sin, mountains of sins every single day. All you have to do to wipe out those sins, if they are major sins, it must be accompanied by repentance, is that along with your repentance, all you have to say is these simple words, Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Very, very simple, very short words. And yet you say them 100 times in a day, and all of your deeds are, all of your evil deeds are wiped out, even if they are like the foam of the sea. In Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for me to say Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, is more beloved to me than everything that the sun rises over, the whole earth and everything that's in it. If somebody said, I will give you the keys to Fort Knox, I will give you the keys to all of the wealth of the world, I will give you an entire country, just there you go, have this whole country, it's yours. Everything in it is yours. All of the houses, all of the buildings, all of the wealth, all of the money, it's all yours. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for me to simply say Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, is more beloved to me than everything the sun rises over, the whole world. So again, we are seeing that these are, and there are many, many hadith like this, we are seeing that there are some, these few words that take, the, they are from the easiest and the smallest and the most simple of deeds, and yet they carry with them rewards that are not given to any other deeds in Islam. So this is really something we have to understand and really something we have to focus upon. That yes, you may be striving to do all of those prayers, you may be striving to fast, you may be striving to do all the things that you need to do, and that's great. But if you're not also striving to remember Allah, you're missing out on the best of deeds, and you risk the fact that you're going to be working very, very, very hard for something that isn't necessary. Like, you know, when you see somebody who is trying to cycle uphill on a bicycle, and their legs are going and going, and they're working so, so, so hard. But in the end, they're working very hard for very little gain. Whereas, with the remembrance of Allah, in addition to your prayer, in addition to your fasting, in addition to your umrah and to your hajj, you can build up the quality of your good deeds and get much, much more reward for the actions that you do. And you can do these alongside the actions that you do by simply mentioning these few words from time to time throughout the day. You remind yourself of Allah, your heart is thinking about them, your tongue is thinking about them, you're implementing them in your actions, and suddenly you are getting rewards that other people are not able to match. From the great virtues of the remembrance of Allah. And I mean, there are literally, there is virtue after virtue after virtue. But from the great virtues of the remembrance of Allah is that it is a light for you in this world, and a light for you in your grave, and a light for you in the hereafter. It's a light for you in this world, it's a light for you in the grave, and it's a light for you in the hereafter. And it will be a light that will lighten the sirat for you. Now, we know this story of what it's going to be like to go over the hellfire. There is this sirat, this path over the hellfire, and it is extremely slippery and extremely pencil thin small, very, very small, tiny, 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 tiny space. It's slippery, it's sharp, it's not easy for you to stand upon. There are hooks coming up and they are pulling you off. And yet, you can have a light that will precede you over the sirat, that will take you over the hellfire in the blink of an eye, or in the speed of a fast horse, or like the speed of the wind and the other things that are narrated in the hadith, by simply being from those people who remember Allah. So this is a huge, huge reward. Allah Azza wa Jal talks about this in the Qur'an, mentions this in the Qur'an. أَوَ مَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا. What about the one who was dead? He was dead. فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, or like the one who is dead and we brought him to life and we gave him a light with which he walks amongst the people. Is he like the one who is in darkness and is never ever going to be able to get out? You imagine that suddenly in your house all of the lights switch off, and there's no moonlight. You're left even worse than in your house. Imagine you're in, you know, an unfamiliar place, and then there is one person who has a light, torchlight. Flicks on the torchlight and he can see everywhere he needs to go. He just wanders up and he's not harmed by anything. Whereas even in your own house, if the lights go off and you don't have a light, you probably fall over something, you bang your leg against something, you hit your head against something, and even then you struggle to be able to see what it is you need to do to put the lights back on. Now imagine you're in unfamiliar territory. You're somewhere in the middle of a valley. You're on top of a mountain and there are places to fall off left and right. There's no moonlight. There's a dense fog. You can't see anywhere. You don't have a light. And then there is one person who has a light. Just walks calmly down until he reaches his destination. The person without a light, if he doesn't fall off the side of a mountain, he's going to break his foot on something or stub his toe on something. He's going to find it very, very, very difficult. Allah Azza wa Jal has given you a light with which you can walk with. And part of this light, and a significant part of this light, as we've heard in the many ahadith that have preceded us, or that we have preceded and mentioned in these episodes, is the remembrance of Allah. And that is the situation of the believer. And Imam Muslim mentions in his Sahih, in his book Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them both, that he mentioned the dua of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he used to make at night. And he used to say, O Allah, make in my heart a light, and in my sight a light, and in my hearing a light, and on my right a light, and on my left a light, and in front of me a light, and underneath me a light, and in front of me a light, and behind me a light, and make my light great. And another narrator, he added to this that he mentioned all of, he mentioned his bones, and he mentioned his flesh, and he mentioned his blood, and he mentioned his hair, and he mentioned his skin, and he mentioned all of these different things in each one, saying, make for me a light. And this light, it comes by the remembrance of Allah. By this remembrance and this dua that he was making, this was a light for the heart of the person who remembers. It was a light for him in this dunya, guiding him through the worldly troubles, guiding him through the trials and the tribulations that happen. It is a light for that person in the hereafter. It is a light for the person in the grave. I mean, you imagine when the grave is so dark, when the grave is a situation where you know your grave is compressed, it's extremely dark, you don't know where you are, and you have a light from Allah. Imagine on the Day of Judgment when the people are running from place to place and you have a light from Allah. Imagine crossing the hellfire when it's so slippery and so sharp and so thin and you have a light from Allah. This light from Allah comes when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much. Another benefit of remembering Allah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His salah, He sends His blessings, and He sends barakah upon the person who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, all you who believe, remember Allah much, and glorify Allah in the morning and the evening. He is the one who sends His salah upon you, He sends His blessings upon you, He mentions you to the angels, and He mentions you to those who are closest to Him, and He takes you out from darkness into light, from darkness into light. Subhanallah. That's all we have time for in this episode, and inshallah ta'ala, please do join us in a future episode of The Power of Dhikr. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. Search in my heart, please, wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray.